It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Last night, Arkansas executed a death row inmate for the first time since 2005. The state had planned to execute 8 inmates over 11 days after one of the drugs it uses in its lethal injection cocktail was due to expire at the end of the month. This has all touched off a wave of last-minute court challenges and media attention. Court decisions have stayed 3 of the scheduled executions. But last night, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to allow the execution of Liddell Lee, who was sentenced to death in 1995 for the murder of his neighbor, Deborah Reese. Lee maintained his innocence until he died. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek is a reporter for Arkansas Public Media, and she explains how this all went down.
The United States Supreme Court weighed in and decided not to hear an appeal of a federal case that had stayed all the executions. And then about 15 minutes before Lee's execution warrant would have expired, they denied various stays to block his execution, so it was carried out.
And when are the next scheduled executions, and do we expect more similar attempts by their lawyers for interventions from the courts?
The next scheduled execution is Monday. There are 3 dates set next week. Only 3 men are still legally set to be executed. One has been granted a stay by a federal judge. And yes, I would expect a similar flurry of litigation from, you know, right up until the last minute, as we've seen both nights so far.
And so once the state gets past the expiration date for midazolam, which is one of the drugs at issue here in the lethal injection protocol, what happens in Arkansas if the governor can't get all of these men executed as he would wish?
Of course, the governor didn't expect all 8 to be executed in this month, and that they expected these court issues, and that, I guess, was an implicit response to a lot of the national and international media attention that's been drawn by the schedule of 8 men in April set to be executed. The Department of Correction says they can't get another supply of midazolam, that in the past they've said that and then eventually been able to get the various drugs needed. But obviously, they're experiencing great difficulty, and it's unclear how long it will take them to get another supply of the drugs.
Does Arkansas have an alternative to lethal injection?
The alternative on the books is electrocution chair. There's been talk about a firing squad, in that the attorneys, inmates, argue that is a more viable and less potentially painful method of death. And lawmakers have not made any serious momentum toward actually legalizing a firing squad. So the state law allows the 3-drug protocol that they're using now and the use of a single drug that the state says it has not been able to get.
And Sarah, is there any sense in Arkansas, as this drama goes on day after day, the country and even the world paying such close attention to this, that it's going to have any impact on the broader debate over the death penalty?
Well, I think there was some thought, even until yesterday, that this U.S. Supreme Court might hear this case about the use of midazolam as an anesthetic. A federal judge ruled here in Little Rock that she was convinced by expert witnesses who said this won't block pain and that it's not commonly used alone as an anesthetic. And then as the U.S. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals denied that, and then the U.S. Supreme Court didn't hear it, there was some conjecture that because there have been circuit splits on this issue before and because the Supreme Court hasn't actually ruled about the science of midazolam, there are very few human studies about it, its effect, that they might take this up. At this point, legally, I don't know that there can be as big of a precedent set at this point as we might have expected a few days ago.
Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, reporter for Arkansas Public Media. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.